Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds as usual coming from across the African continent. As we make our first stop, Nigeria, with Tosin. This guy is a professional drummer based in Maryland, USA. And here he comes from his brand new album. This is I Will Be There For You. This is good. And right after that, I Wanna Be Your Man by Sierra Leonean-born Marcelino, based in Canada. And Africa by Sini, featuring Fireman from Rwanda. All coming out for you. But let's start off with Nigerian-born Tosin right now in I Will Be There For You. We'll be right back. Today on the African Beat, I'll be featuring Rocky Dawuni from Ghana, and he'll be talking to me about his latest album, Branches of the Same Tree, and we're going to go deep into that with all the latest sounds from this great man. So stay tuned for that.
Africa.
Africa, Cine featuring Fireman of Rwanda, and right before that, I Wanna Be Your Man, Marcelino from Sierra Leone and Nigeria's Tosin, and I Will Be There For You. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back with more music.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Yes, indeed. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, let me take you to Uganda with Radio and Weasel in Obude. And right after that, No More Kwayo. I love this beat by this great man from Ghana, Asem. But let's go to the top right now with Obude by Radio and Weasel of Uganda.
Hey! what matters why you home come on. They debate us, planning and plotting against us. Ever since we moved in, they want to vacate us. That's when your mentor near evicted. They thought I wouldn't last, so many can't predict it. Then I drop run away, then I drop ringtone. Them all start run away. See, say I'll be king. Charlie, I'll be too smart for your shallow thinking. You know you was too late without my eyes blinking. I'm shining with a silver lining. I don't just rap, there's a skin to my rhyming. And the wait is over. No more weight on my shoulders. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold, very on hold. I don't play better shows. No more bio. I'm pasty, I'm getting more dough. No more bio. You be pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more bio. This year, skinny girls be the new figure. To get the biscuit, me flow no matter with me, I'm pass up a biscuit. I feel I'm a bit chum, some of your artistic. Me ding, my car, mano, just a lipstick. Moonshe, bear me beer, or your muff muff. Chale, little skinny dude, just wanna act up. Tiny bestie, I pull my load off. I get that B flex, chale, you be local. For the other squad, they don't deserve to be mentioned. Puss in boots, craving for attention. Cry babies, waiting for detention. Crusading to attend my convention. The wait is over. No more weight on my shoulder. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold. Very on hold. I can play better shows. No more bio. I'm pasty, I'm getting more dough. No more bio. If you be pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more bio. This year, skinny girls be the new figure. Pop your heads, see my ladies wave your hands. See my homies sag your pants. Mr. DJ, make them dance. You see, I hang out with rock stars like I'm actually did it. But I tune for what's it, man, I take it easy. When we just said you're winning money, baby, they be with your sum. They are grouting with your GD, me, I get the bakery. You are just a breastseller. Critics rate me, they say I be bestseller. The more you they hate me, they give me energy. They all can't wait to recite my elegy. The wait is over. No more weight on my shoulder. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold, very on hold. I'm play better shows. No more bio. I'm pasty, I'm getting more dough. No more bio. If you be pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more bio. This year, skinny girls be the new figure.
No More Payo by Asem of Ghana, and at the top was Obude by Radio and Weasel of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am yours truly, David Vander, here in Washington.
Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into the African Beat with David Vander, the sound of the African people on the Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yansana, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
More music coming to you from this great show. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Rocky Daouni, right after this. And we'll be talking about his new album, Branches of the Same Tree. Remember, this great man hails from Ghana, and he's my guest on the African Beat today. And right now, let me just play you Jealousy by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. And then when I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Rocky Daouni, right here on the show. Stay tuned for that.
Mate, Gori. sifama ala kakangerewe sifama ala sifama ala kamonya jiku sifama ala sifama ala kala baberde sifama ala sifama ala kamonya dina sifama ala.
Jealousy by DTM from the Republic of Guinea. Beautiful music. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Rocky Downey is next.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Say All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we're broadcasting from our studios here in Washington, D.C. Well, straight on the line to Los Angeles, California, I have my dear brother and friend, the biggest African reggae star from Ghana, and he represents the entire continent, because when he wins the laurels, he wins it for Africa, not just for Ghana, but for all of us, and that is the great Rocky Dawuni. Welcome to the African Beat, Rocky.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure and honor to be on your show today. I'm very, very honored.
Thank you so much. And I'm very excited to have you on the show. Today we're going to talk about your new album, Branches of the Same Tree. That title itself sounds very, very poetic, you know?
Yes.
So break it down for us. Break down the title for us. Branches of the Same Tree.
Well, Branches of the Same Tree is really a statement in terms of, really the recognition of how interconnected we all are, regardless of, where we are from, who we are, our background, that there is a certain humanity that binds us all together. And I feel that humanity, one way or the other, has been lost in translation in so many cases and has resulted in, various conflicts that you see around the world, various understanding, various impasses around from brothers to, you just got to just turn on the news and you see the world just really moving apart and apart in every issue. And I feel that there needs to be an album that one way or the other celebrates our commonality, also points to our oneness, and at the same time to serve as a tool for empowerment. So Branches of the Same Tree basically is the recognition that we are all branches basically of the tree of life. There is that oneness, and we just got to look to our common roots. And when we are in doubt and when we feel that we're so far apart, the best thing is all of us to sing to what binds us together. Exactly, and that would be the starting point.
Wow. That is very prophetic. I am not wrong. In fact, in my introduction, when I said you actually representing all of us, not just one place, that's what I'm talking about. Rocky Dawuni from Ghana. Well, if you're out there and you've not seen the newest video in town of African Thriller, this is an opportunity for you to go and look out for it, because I'll be playing that song again today on the show. This album, how long did it take you to put this album together? I see that this time you worked actually with Kumbacha.
Yes, I started working on the album probably a year ago, Usually what I do is that between albums, I just write songs and gather songs. And then when I start thinking about an album, then I start putting it together. And I have worked with Jacob Edgar, who is the head of Kumbacha, was also with Putumayo. My past works, my first big international single, which was in Ghana, was put out by Putumayo. So we've always maintained that relationship. So when I had pretty much done the first phase of this album and I was getting ready to, really think about what would be the next in terms of really releasing it, Kobe and I started talking and I sent him the tracks and he heard it and he's like, wow, this is like unlike anything that you've done, It is kind of really opening the field and also really integrates so many different sounds and attitudes. And we felt that it was really a right time for us to come together and be able to work and then release this. So that's how the genesis of it all started.
Okay.
And then the album eventually got released on Kumbacha.
And this one has been released, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out there, let's take the first track that I want to play today for you. It is called Shine a Light. Shine a Light. And we'll play this one, and when we come back, we'll talk about it. Let's go now. Shine a Light by the great man himself, Rocky Dawuni.
Yeah.
Shine a Light. Beautiful tune there. Rocky, tell me about the song, Shine a Light.
Well, Shine a Light is a song of inspiration. It's a song of empowerment. It's a call to arms for people to recognize what power is within themselves. It says, hey, I believe we can shine a light so bright. It's like an everyday affirmation that when you wake up, you know, once you can breathe, you know, you got to know that the only thing that stands in your way is yourself. And you can aspire to your higher self. All you need to know is believe and trust and have the faith that you can do that. So it's an everyday anthem of empowerment, you know. And it is also a challenge to everybody that, hey, no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, just stand up and shine your light, because it's only through that that the whole world can see how bright you are.
Wow, wow, wow. That is just great. So your light will be shining out there, because we're looking up to you to keep shining the light, and that light will also be shining on us down here.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest today is Rocky Dawuni. Rocky hails from Ghana. He's based in Los Angeles, California, and I'm talking to him right from that state. Now, Rocky, this album, I know you are a big reggae star. You've won awards, lots and lots of awards with your reggae music, but this particular album, Branches of the Same Tree, it has got varieties, different genres of music. So let's go into that a little bit. Why did you decide to give us different varieties this time?
You know, I think that every artist, you know, you have a journey, you know, and I think your journey is also a product of your experience. Growing up in Ghana, I grew up, you know, around traditional music, around high life, and then also Afrobeat, of Fela Kuti, and then I had opportunity of traveling too, so I started being exposed to various kinds of music, from cumbia to klezmer to all kinds of like New Orleans sound, funk, you know, hip hop. So one way or the other, I have become a global citizen, both in culture and in terms of influences and experiences. Okay. You know, and as an artist, you got to stay true to who you are, you know. So I think that eventually I trusted the inner voice in terms of really being able to represent what I have become, which is pretty much a global citizen. And there's a lot of people who are global citizens these days, because in our generation, most people travel a lot and most people live in between countries and are just on the move. So this album is an encapsulation of how interconnected all our rhythms to are. It is why we are at a sonic representation of the concept of branches of the same tree. But at the same time, too, it's steeped in songwriting and also, you know, songs that are beautiful and are melodic, and at the same time to appeal right in the heart. And now also very, very positive, you know. So I think that is what really inspired it. The diversity of my background inspired this really diverse yet coherent, you know, recording.
Oh, that sounds good. And so let's look at this track, Black Star. As soon as you say the Black Star, everybody refers it to Ghana. Ghana has got the Black Star, the soccer team, the national flag. Everybody from Ghana is a Black Star. Even me, I'm a Black Star. So let's talk about the Black Star.
Well, Black Star is actually also a reference to both the inception of Africa, you know, I mean, even the Ethiopian flag and also Ghana's flag, which was based upon the Marcus Garvey concept of Africans in terms of also taking control of their destiny and also being the champions and crafting what your future is, you know. So Black Star for me is a modern call to all the young Africans and also all of Africa that nobody but ourselves can be the ones that can decide who we are and what our future is going to be. So we need to empower ourselves. We need to educate ourselves. And at the same time, too, we need to understand that Africa is the roots of mankind. So we have the power to contribute to the future of the world, but it's not going to be handed to us. We have to own it. And we have to own it through collaboration with each other, and at the same time, too, partnerships with other countries, too, that have the interests of Africa at heart. In the long run, Africa is also, you know, being the roots of mankind, too. Without that roots, too, the whole tree is going to be weak. So humanity needs Africa to be strong. But then Africans have to be strong for humanity. So this song Black Star is for all the youth, all the leaders. You know, let's wipe away corruption. Let's wipe away all these things that have become cancerous and have become impediments to our progress as a people, and unite ourselves, especially in the light of all the stuff that's going on in South Africa right now, where we have black-on-black violence. We can't have that.
As you're talking about unity through collaboration, I was going to come straight to that. It is good that you hit the nail right on the head.
Thank you. So it's a new time and a new era, and I believe that the era when we only developed by going to go ask for handouts in order for us to develop, those era is, you know, over. We have the most fertile land. We have the biggest land masses when it comes to development. To right now, you have a lot of the emerging markets and economies all situated around Africa. So why can't we, this is our golden era, to come together and really unite and become successful for the sake of our people and for the sake of all of the world.
Yes,
and
for the
so this song is just a song of celebration at the same time, to a challenge that we are all black stars, but so, then this is our time.
Yes. So let's celebrate it and let's put up the challenge that this is our time and we have to work together, not to kill each other. Let's enjoy the song now, Black Star, featuring Samini from Ghana. And this is so great. You're going to love it because it is coming from the new album of Rocky Dawuni, Branches of the Same Tree. Black Star right now.
Redemption music, you know. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. There is a rumble in the streets, it's getting loud. Now there is no doubt what this is all about.
That's alright.
Whoa. See the rising sun, lift over the clouds. When our voices sing, it ring aloud.
That's alright.
Whoa. These are the days when the greatest mystery revealed to one and so easily. From the darkest hour of the night comes the break of a brand new dawn, like a star. In this day and age, rally round the flag, rally round the flag.
Shine, make we give Jah the glory. Hide for like and be a part of the story. Don't allow negativity to destroy we. If them can't beat we, them have to join we. This be the time where we doing it our way. Destiny in our hands, yeah, yeah. Diggly wo, na na na, yeah. That's the mini on the woody. We are Black Star, yeah.
From the darkest hour of the night comes the break of a brand new day, like a star in this day.
the Black Star. Beautiful music from a wonderful guest here today, who is Rocky Dawuni, talking to him straight from Los Angeles, California. And you want to hear my next song, because this is my favorite. I wanted to leave it for last, but I have to bring it in, because I am excited right now. I am excited. But before I go to that, Rocky, you mentioned what is going on in South Africa right now. In your last album, in fact, one of your songs, you actually coordinated with Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you know,
African,
and singing African the African anthem, fever. African Reggae yes. Fever. You just talked about the collaboration. And now, this kind of thing is going on in South Africa. Can you just weigh in on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I think that most people think, you know, once apartheid ended, that means that everything was okay. You know, once things were signed, that means all the years of oppression and all the years that people were under, you know, subjugation was all of a sudden going to vanish, and economic prosperity that everybody had hoped was all going to happen. But, you know, it takes time to really crawl out of all these years of dealing with a system like this, you know. So I think that what happened in South Africa is also one way or the other a product of the years of apartheid, you know. And I think there needs to be a means by which we, all Africa, has to, you know, instead of looking at it and pointing hands and being angry at it, all of Africa, I think, right now has to, one way or another, embrace our brothers in South Africa and let them know that, you know, you are not alone in your suffering. You know, you're not alone. And taking it out on us is actually the wrong thing. The thing is that we can all work together and be able to rise beyond this. And it's not something that is going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time for real changes to happen, you know. And at the same time, too, it's also a challenge that I'm putting up to the leaders, too, of South Africa, that our black leaders over there, too, have to understand their responsibility to their people, mm-hmm. to make sure that economic development and all the promises that people are expecting there needs to be those conscious efforts to make sure that trickle down and support of the people needs to happen, or else you're going to have issues like this where it's easy when you're suffering to know that whoever is the foreigner doesn't look like you, who looks like they're working very hard and getting successful, are the ones to blame. And I've seen that happen so many different places where, you know, xenophobia has been sparked because of issues of political impasses, you know, and it has been the result of that, you know. So I am appealing both to South Africans that we are not the enemy. The brothers are not the enemy. The enemy is in terms of the lack of unity among all of us. The enemy is not building bridges among all of us to know that we're all in this together to rise beyond all the shackles and all the products of apartheid and move into a new era of cooperation. You know?
Words of wisdom there by the great man, Rocky Dawuni. Thank you very much, Rocky. And now let's come to my song. I am sure everybody's listening to you right now across the world, across the continent of Africa, and those are real words of wisdom. And so this is my favorite song on this album, African Thriller. I'm not saying because I saw it first or saw the video, but the song has got some energy. You put some energy in it. And when you look at the video done in a boxing ring, and you cannot go into the boxing ring without energy.
Yes.
You have to be properly energized.
But it's also the whole thing, African Thriller is talking about the new Africa that I envisage.
Uh-huh.
We got to step into the ring, you know, and we got to step into the ring prepared. But we're not stepping into the ring for violence. We're stepping into the ring to express the grandeur and then also the resilience and power and beauty of Africa, you know. That's what we need to celebrate.
Wow. All right. Well, if you're out there, I'm going to dedicate this song to all of you listening to the African Beat right now, the African Thriller. If you've not seen it, go and find it. Go on YouTube or wherever you can watch it and get a copy of the CD right now. You can put in the order. Rocky will be telling us how you can get a copy of the CD. Remember, it's Rocky Dawuni, branches of the same tree. But right now, this is the African Thriller, my favorite.
African Thriller. dance or keep on moving. So my people don't go long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know, say nothing be wrong to move to this tempo all night long. Now liberation music.
Thriller, wonderful song, beautiful music, lots of energy, and you want to jump up to this one because I have been jumping all around the place. All right, this is so beautiful, Rocky. You know, I was talking about people getting your album. Some people will be out there in Africa and they want to make sure they get this album. Technology these days and the world now, like you say, it's a small global village and people can just go online, but how can they get your CD?
It's so easy these days. iTunes, of course, it's a great way to get the record. And then people can also be able to access it from Amazon.com. You know, Amazon also has it. And then the label, Kumbancha, also has an online store. So Kumbancha, which is Kumbancha.com. You go to Kumbancha store and type in Rocky Dawuni, Branches of the Same Tree. It's easy to find that on the internet. You just do a search for it and, you know, you can really be able to find the record and buy it. You know, we need the support of all our listening public there. We're out here pretty much working very hard on behalf of Africa and also really spreading Africa sentiments to all stages around, you know. So I really, really appreciate all the support that comes from anybody who's listening right now.
All right, the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest, Rocky Dawuni from Ghana, and he's talking to me straight from Los Angeles, California. Rocky, I know your name is now a household name across Africa, across the globe. You go everywhere, you do your shows, meeting with some of the big stars out there just like yourself. But, you know, when you look back in Africa, and there are lots of young people that are doing music today, Some of them, you know, have this opportunity of getting one keyboard and sit in front of the computer and they put some beats together and they say, oh yeah, I'm now a musician. But you know, I think there are lessons to be learned here, and people like you need to give a little bit of advice to the younger folks that are coming up, that are getting into the entertainment business. What would you say to them if they talk to you?
Well, you know, the thing is that I say that, you know, if you have a dream and a beat, you are well on your way, you know. And I think that the whole thing is a matter of trusting in your voice and having a lots and lots of humility, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if people cannot work with you, talent can only uplift you to a certain point, and then that's it, you know. So I feel that if you have hard work, a clear vision, and then also the sense, the will to succeed, you will be able to barrage through every impediment that comes through your way. And that's how we all started. You know, I just started, I was a kid in Ghana with a dream, and I believed in that dream. At the same time, worked very hard to make sure that I was constantly improving my craft and getting better. And I have not stopped constantly working and trying to get better, even despite the fact that I've had a lot of artistic success, you know. So that is something that, that kind of work ethic is what is needed in order to be successful. So that's my advice. Just don't stop dreaming, believe in yourself, and just do what you do and keep doing it, and it will grow. It will grow.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's a wonderful piece of advice, Rocky. And looking forward to meeting you someday pretty soon. And we can get some real good time together.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Well, with that, the voice of the great man himself, Rocky Dawuni, I'll now leave you with the final track that I'm going to play today. But first, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And on behalf of my guest, Rocky Dawuni, I say thank you. Until we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington, and I'll leave you with the final track that I'm going to play for today, We Never Stop. That means we're not going to stop, because you'll be hearing more from this album. That is why I decided to play this song last, to tell you that we never stop. So we're not going to stop. Branches of the same tree will still be coming to you, into your homes, in your cars. Till then, have a wonderful day. And here we go now with Rocky Dawuni, We Never Stop.
Roots Rocker. Started now.
When we rock, we never stop.
We keep the people moving. So my only in it just to win the gain of fame. Now to see the humble way, the crown of the champion sound.
When we rock, we never stop.
We get the whole world dancing.
Rock, we never stop.
Let's sing along, long, long, long one more time. All together will be so much fun. Rocking the nation. Sensation. Let's get it long, long, long. Take one more chance. Start this up and we will never stop. Rocking the nation. Positive vibration. Yeah, yeah.
Roots rock, we never stop.
Step up to the microphone. Those who feel the tone know the song will remain the same.
When we rock, we never stop.
We free the people with music.
Rock, we never stop.
Rock too early in the morning to the thunder and rain. Those who know the rhythm know that it's a rolling cornerstone.
When we rock, we never stop.
Rather, it's a movement.
Rock, we never stop.
Let's sing it long, 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 long one more time. All together we so much fun, rocking the nation, causing sensation. Let's get it long, long, long. Take one more chance. Start this up and we will never stop.